Hello, adventurers. I want to take a moment to tell you that all our content can now be found uninterrupted and commercial-free on Apollo Plus. Apollo Plus is a subscription-based service that enhances your audio fiction experience with ad-free access to your favorite shows and exclusive content, while at the same time supporting us all as creators to keep bringing you quality content. Please take a moment to check out Apollo Plus at apollopods.com or download the app in your Google or Apple app stores. Again, that's Apollo Plus, your new home for quality audio fiction. Hello, adventurers, and welcome back. Big thanks to our patrons, Derek Kuntz, Ryan Donnelly, Daniel Nichols, Brian Dowling, and Jolene Fresquez, along with many others in our show notes. Last episode, we left Benedict, Ulfric, and Karn with a harrowing discovery in the frozen northern Shatteredlands, one that will change Benedict forever. Now, my friends, let us travel back to the east again and rejoin Dabria, who can tell her dear friend Una is now possessed by a dark ghost and wields new and more powerful magic. As Una's body rests sitting next to a small cooking fire crackling, the smell of Dabria cooking eggs and the crisp morning air of the giant lands. Her mind waters, sharing memories of the undead king's betrayal with the spirit of Ash de la Rosa. Dull Dragons, Season 6, Episode 8, Amber Reach. A blue jay called out from a long pine branch high above her head. The sky was past noon now. The canopy of trees they were camped in was sparse. The ground was loosely covered in pine needles, soft, she noted, sitting on the wolf pelt that she had slept on that night. Her dark hair fell from underneath her black hood, framing her green eyes. But it wasn't the bird that called to her troubled mind. It was the memory.
Look, Una. Scrambled. A little salt and pepper. Some of those mushrooms we found. A bit of that wine I've had over here. Should taste like...
Oh, dear God.
But do tell me what these nuggets of whatever will taste like.
Dabria stood there for a moment, analyzing the situation. The past day's journey from Strath had been unpleasantly quiet, which was saying something regarding Una. She was darker, like a shadow of her former self, but radiating with powerful energy. Her voice was different, and yet familiar, sounding like the voice of her patron when she revealed herself at Garnet Keep. Dabria knew her friend was not in control of her own body. Una had finally lost the battle with Ash de la Rosa, one of the world's most powerful necromancers and former partner of Lord Pallas. Dabria had continued to honor the being's belief that she was fooled, while using every opportunity to try to poke holes in the cheap facade.
A taste. Sensation.
Ah, of course, it would be. Well, come. We must make our way back to Port Lafour and find Zorin.
Sure. We can eat on the way. Let me just pack this up. Hey, Una! what is the big deal with Zorin?
Dabria hastily gathered her small burlap traveling sack over a shoulder and kicked out the coals of the spicy-smelling fire that had provided some warmth from evening through the morning. It seemed Una preferred to travel in the afternoon on into the evening, she now noted. She looked at her friend, stepping out of the clearing and back onto the dirt road that would return them to the west. She had a powerful, confident stride now, not the shy gait she always knew her for. Clutched in her hand was a long staff shaped like vertebrae and topped with a human skull. The peaks of the Bloodwood Mountains were still far to the south, the road flanked by thin evergreens that sparsely populated the broken rock of the earth. Breaking into a slight jog, she stuck two horn spoons into the tin pan she had pulled from the fire. She swung it toward Una, gesturing for her to take one.
This is actually adequate.
Sounds like you like them.
I never said that.
That village over there, to the north? Maybe we could get some.
No. We must press on.
But they could have...
There is nothing.
The fire behind her eyes told Dabria all she needed to know. She needed to choose her next words very wisely.
Do you think we could... Oh, you have got to be joking.
There she is. Down there. Kill her! Kill Dabria, the betrayer!
Swooping out the southwest was a black dragon and his rider. His forward sweeping horns framed his green and purple jagged maw, dripping corrosive acid. It haphazardly flapped its wings, driving it towards its new quarry. The familiar rider sat high on her mount, her mouth peeled back in the wide grin of the huntress bearing down on its prey. It was an altogether too familiar face to all three spirits awaiting on the ground.
Squib and Eben. You dare to challenge me, whelp? Face your true master!
Whoa!
Dabria unfurled her whip, but looked at the bloodthirst pouring from the quiet Una's black-robed body, her arms outstretched. The skull at the end of the staff erupted in blue-green fire. Eben flew low, a stream of gel-like fluid flowing from his mouth.
Te-si-go!
Dabria threw a wave of energy forth, forcing the flow outward and away from their bodies. The ground smoked and cracked where the acid fell, the caustic fumes burning their eyes as they jogged a few paces away.
Bah! Chateau Blanc take ya!
A skeletal hand larger than the dragon formed from the vapor and mist the air around Eben. Finger closed around him, sending an icy shock up his spine and dragging his muscles to a crawl. The ground was swiftly moving up to greet them as they tumbled.
No!
Hold on, my soul!
Eben hit the ground skillfully, embracing the impact of the fall to spare Squib from any harm. As he was still sliding to a halt, she wasted no time leaping from him in a fearless charge. Leaping into her hands from the tattoo on her arm was the glowing stone maul of Tremor.
Traitor!
Swinging it in a wide arc around her body, she sent a burst of force outward like a thunderclap.
Back off, Commander!
Die now! Die!
Shrieking madly, Squib charged at Dabria, only to feel the whip's wrap around her leg and throw her to the ground. Eben was quickly making up the distance behind her to take her place in the assault.
Now it's my turn! I hunger your own snapping wings!
Oh, Dark Eben, come to me. Don't you recognize your old friend?
Ryuka Volkalakava Forkovavan Ryuka Kurvalnesh.
Blue green fire flowed effortlessly to the ground and outward as Dabria felt the familiar cold dark weave of necromancy roll into the cracks and fissures of the ground. Skeletal hands raked upward at the freeing earth, spilling like spindling spider limbs and revealing dark sockets caked with thousands of years of dirt from this forgotten ancient battlefield.
You've become more powerful, little sage. It is no matter.
Evan, look.
The sky thundered and darkened as clouds swirled overhead. Squib could smell the sulfur and ozone as the fire erupted. Blue-white fire, thunderbolts raking the earth. The cloud peeled back, showing a rose and skull in the sky.
Iaviakalnes, it is me! Where is your master? Where is Dekia?
Where is Dekia?
Skeletal, claw-like hands gripped into Squib's powerful calves as she panicked. She knew this sorceress, but this was impossible. Una was never this powerful.
Get off me!
No! Filthy
man! Get off me!
The swarming undead clawed mindlessly, restraining the two warriors despite the flailing claw and hammer they wielded. Shattered bones scattered as the mighty tremor swung over and over until she felt them close around her waist and then her bicep, holding her arm from swinging. Despite how ferociously they fought back, she was now restrained. Powerful Una walked slowly to her kneeling body, motionless, save for Squib's head thrashing about now, gnashing her tusks in frustration.
Tell me, swamp rat. Tell me where that worm-eaten master of yours tells his lies now. 1,000 mad and insane demons await justice to dine on his rotting corpse, and I will not keep them waiting.
Una, kill me. Kill me and be done with it.
Why? My vengeance lies not with you or your family.
Squib, my sister, she is powerful.
So, she is. Fine. Una, he has gone back to finish what he set out to do. He is at the windmill.
No. Where it all began. Dabria!
The windmill? But... home.
Una's face twisted with some deep knowledge that neither she nor Dabria could fully comprehend. As the skeletal remains returned to the earth, Squib mounted Eben's long neck of polished obsidian scales.
As for us, we care not for Dekion's little private ambitions. They do not serve us. Evan.
Dabria stood by Una, watching the fleeing form of the black dragon and his rider disappear. As the afternoon sun drew lower in the west, she wasn't sure how much of Una was actually left.
Home? Father? Impossible. Una!
Dabria's mind raced with memories. Forgotten memories that had been pushed down in a way to protect her stone heart over the years. Una looked at Dabria, a mix of anger and the fear of a defensive fox spilling into her gray eyes.
Tell her.
What was that?
Oh, nothing. I was just remembering.
I'm not sorry, Ross. Sorry. You better leave Una alone.
You better watch yourself. You're a freak.
You really cared about me, didn't you?
Always. You were my best friend ever since we came into our army.
Yes. Yes, of course. The army. His army. Not your army, Dabria. It was never meant to be our army. Not even mine.
She's our friend.
Yes. Yes, she is, isn't she?
I know who you are, and I'm a fan of your work.
Una recoiled slightly at this, as did the spirit of Ash De La Rosa. They could sense that Dabria's flattery was no more than a lie, but something inside Ash bloomed like a white-hot fire in her heart.
My work? Yes, I did many things. Great things, my little Dabria. Absolute wonders. Sculpting of flesh and bone, animating armies of the dead. For you to command eventually. Yes, great things. But they were really his great things. My deceiver.
She returned again to the village to the north. It sat alone and forgotten at the foothills leading to the frozen giant lands.
I know this place.
Again, what is this place? That village?
Buried sins of the past. A place where fate and chance have presented me with a crossroads, Dabria. There will be no other reason for this to happen now. Here. And knowing now who I am. Would you still walk with me a moment?
Yes. Yes, I would. Ash.
My name. It's interesting to hear from someone's tongue other than my own. I am pleased. Come. This is the village of Amber Reach.
Ash noted that the last decade had not changed the ruins of Amber Reach's cobblestone streets to the better. Buildings lay in shards, their meticulously placed blocks of stone strewn about now as though they had spilled. Walls had fallen and the streets were filled with rubble. Not one building was left intact. There are now only the shattered shells of a once-loved home, built modestly to protect a family against the cold, but not against the cruel forces that eventually took them down.
I haven't thought about home since I was a girl, since I was last here. Or was it? Ugh, get out of my head! Yes, that was it. When Ash first entered my mind.
I did that to protect you, Una.
No. No, you didn't. You did it to protect your revenge. I was just a means to an end.
The voice of Una reverberated in Ash's mind. She was in control of Una's body, but Una's feelings poured over her soul, finding the cracks that guilt had left and seeping inward. The cold air felt empty, odorless, Even the stream that tried to turn the broken wheel of the sawmill just lapped around its mossy edges without purpose.
That stream. I remember my friends and I putting our feet in it. So cold. But we didn't care. Sometimes someone would bring toast or butter to snack on. I remember the crumbs floating in the water.
Davria pushed the remains of a broken cart out of their path, making room for them to step side by side. That's when she noticed that Una's face had changed.
Breadcrumbs.
Ash?
Yes, this is my true face. I shouldn't parade as your friend anymore. Not in this place, at least. We came here on our way to Strath. Dekian promised to teach me some last dark magic. Fey magic. That which could warp the flesh and mind. So, this was where I had my lesson. Oh, we laid this town to ashes. Mortis. His face was awestruck and filled with horror. Fires licked every roof, and it was then I learned. Come, back this way, by that old butcher's store.
The butcher was a nice man who would prepare my father's prizes from the hunt. Sometimes into sausages with salt and peppercorns, greasy but chewy. I can still smell the other sweet herbs, but that art is likely forgotten now. Along with him, just his memory remains. Am I the only one left that remembers him? His thick eyebrows that shaded his eyes, and the walrus-like mustache. His hair seemed to bounce when he talked.
Ash, what did you learn? I mean, your power is one of the greatest ever spoken of. What else?
Have you felt anything strange since we got here?
No, just the wind.
Come, Dabria. Can't you feel their eyes?
In the shadows?
There you go. Those are my poor, broken children. You see, we warped this whole town. Except for one child. One child I took with us. Like a few days earlier when we took you from the windmill. I took Una from this place.
Why spare one? After such destruction, why didn't you just destroy us too?
That's the question, isn't it? I don't know. There was something about her that I saw. Something about you that Dekian saw. Not like the others. Those we turned into shadows here. My little Una.
Ash gazed down at her feet as they walked in silence. Her face was deeply tanned with dark tattoos that spiraled around her face and eyes. Her black hair was restrained in several wooden and silver beads, etched or burned with unknown and arcane symbols. The irises of her eyes were bold and black, like pools of a lake reflecting a deep night sky. In the center of an old park, she saw a central stone of red and gray granite, large enough to sit on.
That stone, that's where I learned to read. We would sit there and take turns reading stories from an old book about a talking muffin or the silly knight or monsters. I liked the monster stories because I knew they were real. But I just hadn't met the real monsters yet. And I guess I somehow became one.
I wasn't always like this, you know. Pallas was my friend. In our adventures many years ago, we freed Meldros, who was also a friend. But I suppose Even friends can lose their way. Greed is a powerful thing. But Zorin... Zorin gave me focus.
Ash, what is it about Zorin?
Ash paused for a moment and looked at Dabrian. She saw the genuinely inquisitive look on her face and, for the first time, felt like she didn't need to be so guarded. She also saw something more behind it.
Dabria, Zorin is my son.
What?
Well, after a fashion. Pallas and I brought him into this world, after all. And we...
Wait, but...
I cared for him, at least. Look, he was everything to me. But Pallas took him to Kerr while we built his army in the Deadlands and Troll. And after Dekian betrayed me, I knew Zorin would be the key to his... destruction. And my revenge. That's why I wanted you and Una to meet him. Help him.
So, Zorin. It's always been about him, hasn't it? I feel like I don't know anything anymore. It's all so confusing. What makes me so special? What did Dekian see in me? I'm just me.
Dabria, how can you say that?
She looked at her softly. The hard edges of Ash's face fell away finally. She placed a hand on Dabria's shoulder.
I know you. I know who you really are, even if you don't. Your story has just begun.
Ash slid her hand off Dabria's shoulder and looked out across the desolate ghost town. The town she had created.
Tell me, Dabria, Mistress of Pain. Still a fan of my work?
To be honest, I never was. I never liked this. I never wanted this undeath.
Yes, go on. Please.
Death is a cycle, and breaking it is wrong. What you and I do is wrong.
I know. But maybe you... promise me something?
What is that?
We are going to the windmill for revenge. Nothing more lies in store for me. I know this. But after that, will you free me? I have no need of this curse anymore.
Why me? I mean, I can promise I will do what I can, but what makes me so special?
Trust me, if you can.
It doesn't seem that I have much choice.
You will know all in time. Your greatest moment draws close now, and soon you will take flight.
Well... will you keep Una safe during all of this, I mean?
Forever. I owe her at least that much. That is it, then. Come, Dabria. Let us walk together. Back to where it all began. It's time you went home.
appearing in this episode: Ash, Shannon Roby, Dabria, J.D. Rose, Eben, Matthew Bianchi, Squib, Piper Cleveland, Una, Becky Atchley, Keldor the Narrator, Mike Atchley. All music in this episode is written and performed by Mike Atchley and is available wherever you stream your music. Thank you for joining us in this episode of Dice Tower Theater's Dawn of Dragons. Please join us in thanking our magnificent cast by leaving a review on your favorite podcasting platform. In our next and final episode this season, we walk with Dabria and her new friend in Ash De La Rosa back to where it all began, a path they both won't have to walk alone. Stay tuned for when we return next month, or jump ahead by joining our patron at any level. Until then, adventurers, stay safe and remember the oath.